Washington, this is VOA News. Air Asia jet likely on bottom of the sea. Death toll hits 10 in Greek car ferry fire. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The head of Indonesia's search and rescue agency says the missing Air Asia jet is likely in the bottom of the sea. Bambang Sulistyo says the Airbus 320 with 162 people on board is presumed to have crashed Sunday off the Indonesia coast in the Java Sea. Indonesian authorities confirmed that an Australian search plane sighted debris in the waters off Borneo, about 1,100 kilometers from the last known position of the AirAsia flight. But there is no confirmation the material is related to the missing airliner. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla says 30 ships and 15 aircraft are involved in the search for the missing Airbus A320. But he is trying to dampen expectation the missing jetliner, which the head of the country's search agency says is likely at the bottom of the sea, will be quickly discovered.
Of course, we hope as fast as possible. We have no target, but as fast as possible.
He noted that Malaysia Flight 370, which vanished in March in deep waters off the coast of Australia, has still not been located, and other jetliners that went missing in recent years took months or longer to find. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The airplane was about halfway through its flight from the Indonesian city of Surabaya to Singapore when it disappeared Sunday morning. The latest figures from the World Health Organization on Ebola cases and victims shows the number of people infected surpassing 20,000. The death total from Ebola in the three West Africa countries worst affected, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, stands at 7,842. This is VOA News. The suspected mastermind of the 2008 militant attacks on Mumbai that killed 166 people won an appeal against his detention in Pakistan. The Islamabad High Court ruled Monday that Zaki Ur Rehman Lakhvi could be freed on about $10,000 bail, a ruling that drew an immediate rebuke from India. The Indian government summoned Pakistan's envoy to protest. Italy says that all the remaining passengers have been rescued from the car ferry that caught fire off the island of Corfu, but the death toll from the Adriatic Sea disaster reached 10, amid fears that more people may be missing. Five bodies were recovered Monday after rescue workers hoisted the last survivors to safety. Sela Hennessy has details.
Helicopters rescued nearly 500 people from the top deck of the ship, despite rain, strong winds, and choppy waters. One survivor, a Greek truck driver, described how the rescue scene had been chaos and panic. He said passengers had been frantic to escape the flames and pelting rain and trampled each other to get onto helicopters. Rescued passengers were taken to the Italian port city Bari early Monday, where they were receiving health evaluations. Admiral Giovanni De Tullio of the Italian Coast Guard said every passenger would be examined. Most of those on board were Greeks, but others hail from Italy, Germany, Britain, and elsewhere. Sela Hennessy for VOA News, London.
Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras called for early elections January 25th after lawmakers failed to elect a new president in the third and final round of voting on Monday. In a televised speech announcing the election date, Prime Minister Samaras called on the public to support him in the upcoming election to ensure stability in the country. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he intends to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande on January 15th to seek a negotiated end to the conflict in Ukraine's east. Mr. Poroshenko says the meeting would take place in Kazakhstan's capital, Astana. The fighting between government troops and pro-Russian separatists has claimed more than 4,700 lives since last April. Both Kiev and the West have accused Russia of fueling the unrest. Moscow denies this. The United States says it does not back a draft United Nations resolution on Palestinian statehood, in part because it would not guarantee Israel security. State Department spokesman Jeff Ratke says U.S. officials do not believe the resolution is constructive and that it sets an arbitrary deadline for an Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank, making peace talks less likely to succeed. He says the draft also fails to take into account Israel's legitimate security needs. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.